Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nats here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. Ravens are off today, back in practice. Tomorrow, we know the situation. They're 1-4. They've been blown out 2 weeks in a row. They're all banged up. They're getting 7.5 line against the Rams. Subject to change, depending on health, of course. But John Harbaugh talked about a couple of things. Now, we heard Kyle Van Noy after the game Sunday, and we played it yesterday, about accountability. Here's John Harbaugh addressing that very subject.
This is a very accountable team. I know I've said it to you guys before, but this is a very serious-minded, determined team, and they take accountability, you know, and they take it hard. And they don't make excuses. They don't sit up there and point fingers. They're not going to be, you know, the heck with this. You know, it doesn't matter. It matters, and I know how much they care because I see how hard they play. I also see how hard they work during the week.
I know. The thing about it is, I mean, all that's cool and everything, and they work hard during the week, but it's not showing on the field anymore. That's the problem. Whatever they're doing during the week, it's not converting to Sundays. Because when they show up on Sundays, they're probably like, that's not what you did all week in practice.
You know? It's like they take a body blow and, you know, no mas sort of thing. Yeah. At least that's what it feels like watching it on television.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, we're not, you know, they're much more, they're 100 times more invested than we are. So, you know, I mean, we feel bad after, and, you know, I mean, we can have a glass of wine or a beer or whatever, you know, and
before, during, and after.
Yeah. And then they got to live it for a week. And I mean, Bob, for like, if you're on the staff, you know, of the Ravens, that whole week, I mean, driving to work, you don't listen to the radio because all you're doing is getting ripped. So, I mean, what? You're listening to music or whatever else because it is a tough, tough week, man. And then, like, those coaches' kids that go to school and everything, they're like, hey, what's the matter with your dad over there? You know, I mean, it is not easy for the people that work at the Ravens when you're in a situation like they are right now, and the building is, you know, people aren't happy. They don't want to talk to anybody. Players, you know, they're not joking around and you know, it's more serious and stuff. And like when you're winning, it's total opposite. Everybody's feeling good. You know, there's a lot of energy in the building. Now there's no energy in that building.
Now, Rashad Bateman Got his contract extension in the offseason.
Yeah.
Had somewhat of a breakout year in 2024. He was a big contributor to that Ravens offense as they head into Buffalo. As a matter of fact, made some big plays in that game, the AFC divisional round. But been scrutinized for the effort or lack thereof, which led to one of the Cooper Rush three interceptions. John Harbaugh was asked about Bateman's route running on that play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I haven't talked to him about it, but that you know, you got to keep running through that ball, no doubt.
And
but what happened?
His first comment, Bob, what he said was to the media, "You saw it."
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, Harv's not happy about it because he's got to go up and catch the ball. He got to go up and get it. You know, attack it.
Or turn into Lester Hayes and prevent the interception or something.
Yeah, but I mean, that just showed like he kind of just shut it down. Didn't care. You know, so that was a bad look, you know, for the Ravens there. And it wasn't the only one. Wasn't the only one all game. I mean, there was more. See, I would, you know, when Harb says they're still, you know, competing and playing fit, I don't see it. I don't see it. You know, and maybe he doesn't want to get on his team and say, you know, they're not hitting. You know, maybe he can do that in you know, when they're just meeting with team. But, I mean, because that does that stuff that was on the film, that was not Ravens.
And for Bateman in particular, not to pick on him.
Yep.
Very reminiscent, if in fact he is disinterested and he's checking out, whatever term you want to use,
yep,
of a couple years back, where he would visibly pout and yep, just be like, "Nah, I'm good."
You're exactly right, Bob. I mean, the thing that sucks is he had a phenomenal training camp. He was catching, and he's running great routes. I don't know. Maybe he's upset he doesn't get the ball. I don't know. But they seem disinterested.
Yeah, his target share has been limited.
Yes.
Through the first few weeks of the season. News from the Nest. Here, Patrick Ricard. I haven't seen him much at all. Unless you're watching TV commercials. But here's John Harbaugh talking about the fullback.
I guess we'll put Pat up at some point in time to talk about it, but people are like wondering what's going on. It was a surprise deal for us. I mean, I'm just going to be honest about it. Okay? Is that okay? You know, it was supposed to be a 2-3 week injury, you know, when it first happened in training camp, and then he kind of retweaked it, and it was supposed to be another 2 or 3 weeks, and the thing has just been like, it's been a slow burn. If we'd have known it was going to be this, we'd have put him on IR, you know, the first week, you know, and we'd have had another roster spot. So it's just, nobody's more frustrated than Pat.
So his absence has meant what for the offense at 1-4?
I think the Payton kid, Bob, I think it kind of shows he's, I think he's the type of guy that he's a good fill-in for a game or two, and then anything longer than that, I think he gets exposed a little bit because he doesn't have the ass and stuff. You know, he's not 300 pounds, probably 240. So there's a big difference in, you know, when Ricard knocks you down, you know, so it's a drop off at the position.
But to what level?
He plays 20 plays a game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I mean, it's not like it's Earl Campbell,
no.
Jim Brown, with all due respect to
no.
Patrick Ricard here. But it is one of your Pro Bowl guys that has been unavailable through the first few weeks of the season. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Knowing we have time to get a call in here, let's do it. Let's go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. Welcome to The Fan with Vinny, Haney, and Nolan.
Bob, Vinny, Nolan, good day to all you gentlemen.
What's up, Ed?
How you doing? Always in recognition of the expertise that I'm speaking to. State of the Ravens currently, obviously, the discrepancies are many. However, positive solutions are infinite. As an organization, top to bottom, it's time to circle the wagons, to caucus honestly, to clearly identify the negative issues affecting the on-field byproduct. A clear-the-air open forum of which all voices are welcome to offer remedies. The sport of football always faces inevitable injury attrition. Some teams lucky to escape. Unfortunately, others are temporarily decimated, as the Ravens are at this time. It will lower team morale to guard against. You can still conquer the woes by hearing the proven theories to fully compete, such as the team that blocks and tackles the hardest, the longest wins. If not the case right now, start knocking people off the ball at the point of attack. Win the line of scrimmage. Are your players positioned to do what they do best? If not, get it right. Must be willing to venture to take offensive home run shots at optimal times. The best time to do that is the first play immediately following natural in-game confusion. Something that's a break in the action. TV timeouts, injuries, turnovers, change of quarter, first play of the game. Damn the down and distance and take your shots. Another theory. Do not pass up early points because they always have late game meaning. Kick the ball through the uprights if the drive stalls. Defense as a unit. Ball hawk all thrown balls in flight. If not, separate man from ball with a timely clean hit. Defend the play to entirety. Do not concede anything. Opposition scouting report. Identify their best offensive threat player and neutralize their intention to give him the football. Take that guy away in every game that you play. Positive tidbit from Sunday. I thought Trenton Simpson played with hard hustle. DeAndre Hopkins, 22-yard per reception average. He defeats single coverage every single time. I think he's a great audible choice to look for. Last thing, final outcomes below winning standard here are not acceptable. Personal friendships cannot impede necessary progress, change, conclusion, if that's the case. Hopefully an upswing is on the horizon. Gentlemen, I thank you for your courtesy. Have a good day.
All right, Ed, you too. Appreciate the insight as always.
I think, Bob, this is like, you know, when we're talking like when the Ravens played bad teams in the past. And what we'd always say, you know, you want to put them away early. Don't let them get excited. You know, don't give them something, you know, good early on. And to me, that's what the Ravens need, Bob. They need a play, you know, to get them going. All right, let's say that they defer. How about a three and out? You know, because right now all they're doing is the offense sitting there and watching the defense, you know, go down and give up touchdowns all the time. You know, somebody's got to make a play early. They've got to get excited early. They need some momentum and some confidence early on. And I think it almost, you know, have a kick return for a touchdown or, you know, something early on. And then what they got to do with the Rams, Bob, is keep it close where, you know, they're getting some stops. So you stay in the game where you got a chance. Because, like we've always said, come down to the fourth. If it's close in the fourth quarter, you know, against a team that's heavily favored over you, then you got a chance.
It's 5880-1057. The Fan. We'll come back on this Turning Up Tuesday with Buy or Sell, Count Some Dough, talk about sports subjects. Gabe Lax from USA Today. We'll talk about the baseball playoffs and the many managerial openings. And Brittany Giroli, who was a, you know, BBT alum now with The Athletic, says that a familiar name could be the leader in the clubhouse to get the Giants job. We'll talk about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That too.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Talk baseball game lax, USA Today. Bottom of the hour, American League playoffs resume this afternoon at 4 o'clock with Seattle and the Tigers in Detroit. Jack Flaherty pitching in the postseason. He does nothing but pitch in playoff games. Since he left Baltimore. Well, even in Baltimore, he pitched in playoff games. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the past. We're here to talk about some dough, hopefully. A little Turn It Up Tuesday by yourself.
Well, the shutdown is starting to affect the market, Bob. The Dow's down 232. The S&P's down 39. NASDAQ's down 192. DraftKings is down $2.01 to $32.98. Under Armour's down 6 cents to $4.77.
Well, we got to start with the Ravens here today, and not for the right reasons. We've highlighted pretty much every possible way that the Ravens defense has disappointed us so far this season, but it's starting to reach historic levels. 177 points through 5 weeks. That's an all-time bad pace, whether we're talking 16-game season or 17-game season. The current record for most points allowed in a season was actually set just last year, 534 by the Panthers. For those curious, the record in a 16-game season, 533, set by the Baltimore Colts in 1981.
Lairdo!
Buy or sell, Vinny, this Ravens defense will go on to break that unfortunate record.
Oh, I'm going to sell it because I'm going to say that they're gonna get this thing turned around. You know, I don't think it's going to be this week, but I think it's going to be an eventual thing because I think the offense will pick it up once Lamar's back.
I mentioned the pace a little bit earlier, the all-time bad pace. Forget 534. They're on pace for over 600 points allowed this year. So this isn't just one or two good games to balance it out. They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and by the way, and I lived the 81 Colts. They won their first game, lost 14 in a row, then won their last game, both against New England, who got the first pick, and they drafted Kenneth Sims, and the Ravens took Colts took Johnny Cooks at 2 and Arch Leister at 4 with old Jim McMahon sitting there at 5 for the Bears to pluck. But they were bad. They were expected to be bad defensively. This team was going to be one of the best defenses in the NFL.
How about a little baseball here? Blue Jays looking to close things out tonight when they face the Yankees. Early action in this series really been defined by Toronto's strong lineup. They put up 10 runs in Game 1, 13 in Game 2. In fact, both games, well, it featured a barrage of home runs, 8 overall, but two players in particular with multi-homer performances. Talking about Alejandro Kirk and Dalton Varsho here most recently. Buy or sell, Bob, someone in the Toronto lineup will go yard twice tonight.
Twice tonight.
Another multi-homer game.
Let's see. Vlad's got two on the series. Is that right? Is he homered in both games? But only solo blast. I know he went deep the other one. I really want to say Anthony Santander and buy it. But I'm going to sell it for now. Because Rodon's tough. I mean, he'll, you know, keep him in the game. But, you know, fingers crossed for Biebs. Hope he doesn't give up multiple home runs, right?
We'll go back to the NFL here, where Amari DiMarcado is getting beat up for his role in that Cardinals' epic collapse against the Titans. And he's getting beat up rightfully so, because he's just the latest example of a player dropping the ball right before the goal line on what would have been a very easy touchdown. I say the latest example because, well, this has happened way more often than it should. Just a week earlier, Adonai Mitchell, already forgotten because of thank you, DiMarcado. But Adonai Mitchell, he was the one under the microscope. He was getting ridiculed. He had the same exact mistake in week four. We've seen all the ones throughout history. They get played on the blooper reels forever. And every time we ask, how does this keep happening? We assume that it becomes a big point of emphasis across the league. Message not getting through to everyone, clearly. As a result, Vinny, buy or sell, we'll see another instance of a player fumbling right before the goal line this season.
Oh, I'll buy that. I mean, yeah, we've seen two, you know, what, in 2 weeks? And I don't get why you would even throw the ball out. It wasn't like it got hit out. He just,
he finger rolled it over the goal line.
Yeah.
But it didn't even look like it was that elaborate of a celebration.
No.
Like, if a guy stopped at the goal line, wanted to do a backflip, but accidentally dropped the ball, still stupid.
Right.
But it was a celebration. This was just, like,
like he was planning some sort of elaborate thing when he dropped it a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, getting back to Vlad, he has homered in both games.
Okay. It could be two tonight.
Yeah,
never know.
Not? Hey.
I'll go there. Why not? We'll close up in college football here today. Big changes in the latest AP Top 25, most notably Penn State and Texas, both tumbling all the way out of the rankings. We'll start with the Nittany Lions here, suffering back-to-back losses, but two very different losses, losing to Oregon, even though it was a home game. Not really any shame in that, but losing to UCLA, well, that's very embarrassing. Meanwhile, Texas, just nowhere close to the preseason hype that they generated. Road ahead won't be easy for either team. Texas has Oklahoma this week, Georgia and Texas A&M before their schedule's done. Meanwhile, PSU still matchups against Ohio State and Indiana coming up in a few weeks. Buy or sell, Bob, neither one of these teams will re-enter the top 25.
I'll sell that. Somebody will sneak into the top 25. Top 10? No. Forget all about that. I think, is Mateer going to go?
Possibly.
Yeah, so right now Texas is favored in that game at the Cotton Bowl. But one of those two, Nolan, will eke back into the top 25, where I don't want to bring up a negative memory from Saturday. Maryland would reside right now if they wouldn't have blew a 20-0 lead to
And I don't know if Penn State will get back in, because I don't see them beating Ohio State.
Okay.
Well, they got a couple. They got two that they got to win before that.
They got Northwestern this Saturday,
in Iowa. I mean, that's got to be
two. At Iowa.
And Hawkeyes are never easy.
No.
And old Drew Aller's not all that great.
Nope. And their defense, I mean, their defense was Ravens-like.
Yeah. But Texas, though, I mean, they were supposed to have the best defense in college, and Arch Manning was going to be the number one pick and the runaway Heisman favorite. I'd say they're a bigger disappointment than Penn State right now.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And everyone will give Arch Manning that blame, or they'll point to him because of the Heisman stuff. But it's really the whole team. It hasn't been just him. I mean, he's been bad, but this is a full team meltdown.
No doubt. Maybe, I told you last week, maybe it's those glasses he keeps pimping. He's just not seeing clearly whatever it is he's doing on a Saturday. We'll come back, talk to baseball playoffs and managerial searches with Gabe Lax from USA Today. We'll look at the top 25 matchups in college football. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Back to John Harbaugh. Back to your phone calls there, 410-583-1057. Vinny's Feeble Five gave it the dirty dozen earlier today, just tuning in, led by the Lions, and rightfully so. They won four in a row. But will the Ravens go from dirty dozen to Feeble Five within 5 weeks? Stick around. We'll let you know.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As we head into, now we're into second week, almost, of the month of October. Since we're in October, as you just heard during Nolan's update, baseball playoffs, very much part of the narrative, and here to talk about what he has seen so far, the many managerial openings in this offseason. Also from USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back Gabe Lax. Gabe, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Oh, not too bad. Things are really kind of rumbling along now. So, plenty to talk about, plenty to get cooking for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And before we get to the games and the series, as we have three potential sweeps in the AL and NLDS combined, managerial searches continue on. Texas hired Schumacher, not a surprise. He had been in the organization. Orioles and Braves, among others, looking for skippers. It looks like, according to Brittany Giroli from The Athletic, that Nick Hundley, former Oriole catcher, could be the front runner if he wants the job in San Francisco, because he and Buster Posey are buds. But with the Orioles and Braves in particular, maybe the two most attractive jobs this offseason, two teams that were in the playoffs last year that, because of injuries and other issues, flatline. What are you hearing about the openings? I know Ross Campaign kind of sort of for the Braves job. What's the scuttlebutt in these two openings right now?
Well, it's really interesting the modes in which they can go, just because, you know, do you want an established guy? Do you want a guy with a little bit of experience? I think it would be really easy for the Braves to turn to Walt Weiss and provide a lot of stability that way, just because it's kind of incredible. You look at the three managers going back to the 90s, and it's Bobby Cox, Freddie Gonzalez, Brian Snitker. You know, and that's, I think the Braves really kind of crave that kind of stability, and I think that would certainly, that Weiss would certainly be able to provide that kind of thing. With Baltimore, I mean, it's interesting how things are going to start moving pretty quickly here with teams getting eliminated. You look at the Guardians are out. That puts Craig Albernez on the market. You know, he's a guy that could fit in San Francisco. With the Cubs on the brink, you know, that could put Ryan Flaherty into the mix. You know, at the very least, it will unleash the floodgates of interviews that can occur. And I think, Mike Elias certainly has been in due diligence mode, and certainly in, shall we say, a very deliberate process. So there's no reason for that to change now that it's October 7th, now that guys are starting to come on the market. I mean, if he had a guy in mind who was not involved in any of this kind of stuff, he'd probably have him hired already, you would think, if you were to bring back a guy sitting there on the market or whatnot. So, yeah, I think you're going to start to see that pick up in the next couple of weeks here as guys become available, as you're able to kick the tires a little more. So, yeah, but still the amount of openings is staggering. And I think it's helpful that Schumacher is off the board, because that's the one guy that was kind of a Captain Obvious pick, not just for the Rangers, but would be attractive to many teams. So now you kind of go into this mode where teams aren't necessarily angling for the same guy, but more so for the guy they believe fits their culture and their ethos and where their franchise is at.
Gabe, one team that's gone is the Padres, and I know the strike zone in the finale against the Cubs wasn't really their friend, which should be remedied next year with the robot umps, but what do they have to do to level up here? I know they have a lot of free agents they're going to have to deal with, but San Diego's that team that we think at this point of their Manny era anyway, and Tatis should have at least made the World Series by now, right?
Right, and now, again, you go back to that square one of how all in is the new ownership group going to be in terms of really trying to keep this thing going? Significant pitching questions that they have. They've still got Nick Pivetta for at least another year on a very reasonable contract. So that's almost like found money. But Dylan Cease ready to go into free agency. Yu Darvish has been essentially unreliable the last couple of years due to injury and availability. So you kind of wonder, okay, well, who's the back end of this rotation now? Do we trust Randy Vasquez? Get some of these kids, that we gave shots to another chance? Do we go out on the market? They're losing Michael King as well. That's another big, it's hard to not see them on a downward cycle, because you're going to need cash money to backfill this rotation situation. And I am not sure if they have the kind of commitment to do that. And it is unfortunate, because, you mentioned Manny, really good season, tailed off a little bit, but, you're talking about a guy with a 27 home runs, 795 OPS, worth four WAR. Fernando Tatis, MVP caliber kind of year, still just 26 years old. So, and then Xander Bogaerts, although he did get hurt and is aging as a shortstop, I think he really had a nice bounce back year in that realm. Means so much to them. Really kind of one of the great underrated players of our time. When you go back all the way to, 2013, he's had a really great run. So, yeah, I feel like they're a team that's going to be a little bit in limbo. And, of course, the price of poker only goes up in the NL West every year. So that's going to be really hard for them to maintain.
Talking baseball with Gabe Lax, USA Today, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Of the teams that get to the DS that are down 0-2, in your opinion, and you look at the Phillies, they lose two at home, so they might be toast, but obviously they play the games. Which 0-2 team most likely to come back and win the series?
Man, that's not exactly a beauty pageant we're looking at here, but I got to go with the Yankees, just because they're back home, and that's not necessarily a cure-all per se, but Carlos Rodon the last couple of years has proven himself to be, a reliable postseason guy. Not necessarily, if you ever have a contest, what pitcher do you hand the ball to, to save your season? He's probably not going to win too many of those contests, but he was able to pull it off in the wild card series. So I think they win tonight. And then, that's not to say that it opens the floodgates necessarily, but all of a sudden, okay, you get the Blue Jays thinking a little bit. You get to win, you just have to win one more game at home to make it a winner take all. The team that is, I think, deadest in the water, it feels like it's the Cubs. And it's a matter of guys kind of hitting the wall. Matthew Boyd, from basically the All-Star break on, has not been affected. Shota Imanaga, totally out of gas. You talk about the lineup handing them a lead after the first inning of both games and then getting just utterly blitzed by the Brewers. It's kind of incredible. And, the other half of that is that I'm not sure still what to make of the Brewers, just because obviously they looked great and they were able to use eight pitchers or so last night and win the game. But I don't feel like they're getting the best test of their true capabilities facing a Cub team that got stretched to the limit by the Padres. So I feel pretty confident that one might be getting put to bed pretty soon.
Hey, Gabe, if you were Mike Elias, and looking for a manager, what do you think fits best? And if it was a veteran guy, a couple names there. And if it's not a veteran guy, a couple names there.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's tricky. I if I'm Mike Elias, I want a guy with experience just because there's always a learning curve for as smart as people can be, for as brilliant as they can be, what have you. Rare is the manager who does not get some growing pains initially. And that's not just in the 162-game sphere, but in the playoffs as well. A guy like A.J. Hinch got totally schooled in 2015 in the wild card series by the Royals, took his lumps, came back, and obviously has proven to be a really great manager and a really good playoff manager as well. For as much as you may want to roll the dice with a new guy, a guy that can connect with young players, all that kind of stuff. I think he does need a steady hand there. And again, I hate to say retread, but that's kind of the case in which that can be. It may look like it from this point of view, and the options aren't necessarily great in that realm. But I don't think you can rule out a guy like Bud Black just because he's in such a terrible situation for so many years in Colorado. Still a really smart guy, has taken teams to the playoffs. I think you need to kind of open your mind a bit to who are some guys that have been there and done it and can certainly take this team to another level. I think it's just a really significant risk to take on a first year guy when you're coming off an 0-4 showing in the playoffs your last two times in and a 162-game campaign that kind of frayed a little bit. I don't think you take a guy right out of a bench coach position and be like, here, dude, go get him.
Gabe Lax, USA Today. Gabe, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the DSs, and we'll talk to you before the World Series.
Okay, appreciate it, guys.
There's Gabe Lax, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program for you. And up on lunch coming up at 1 o'clock, Vinny's Feeble Five. Are the Ravens in it? Remember, they were in the dirty dozen. They were in the top three. Have they fallen that far in just five short weeks? And we'll talk NFL with Nate Davis. Also from USA Today. Man, they're getting a lot of free publicity today. And then Nate Davis, USA Today, talking about the NFL. We just talked about all the managerial openings in Major League Baseball with Gabe Lax. How many are we going to see in the NFL, maybe in season and into the offseason?
Bob, what'd you think of the Bud Black comment?
I'm thinking thumbs down, don't want to do it.
Perception-wise, not a good look.
Yeah, and Bud Black was a very good pitcher for Kansas City and Cleveland, and, he had some success. Colorado, Bud Black. You know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Bud Black. That's a negative. F that experience. I get it. Experience. There's a lot of these experienced guys who are out here unemployed for a reason. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Nick and Glenarm. Nick, what's up?
Guys, everybody's worried about the defense. I'm worried you guys are, but I have the solution. I've been watching the film. I went to the game Sunday, and I picked up on a few, I'll call them secrets, all right? Tiny details, you know, everything's in the tiny details. And one of the secrets I want to tell the defense is it seems like they were out there not sure who the ball was going to be thrown to. So the first secret I want to tell them, it's going to be a guy on the other team. And the way they know that it's a guy on the other team is it's a different color jersey than the one that they're wearing. So if they're unsure, they just look at the color of their jersey and then find a guy that doesn't have that color and shadow that guy. They're allowed to shadow them. That's another secret. They don't have to stay 5 yards off the ball. They can shadow the guy. One more secret. When the ball's in the air, and I don't think they know this, it's up for grabs. They, as a defense, can reach their hands in there. They can knock it down. They can intercept it. They're allowed to. I don't think anyone's told them these secrets. So now that they know that, I think the defense is settled. I have a couple offensive secrets. You want me to tell them those too? Do you think
they're listening? I can't wait to hear them. Yeah. Let's do it, man.
Okay. So offensively, if a run call is played, so the linemen like Tyler Lindholm, they have to talk. What they have to do is they have to talk to each other and create what's called a running lane. Now, think of it like you're on the highway. You know, they have the express lanes they've built. Think of the running lane like it's the express lane on the highway. But you guys have to talk. So, Tyler, you have to look to the guy at your right and say, hey, I'm going to block this way. So you have got to block the other way. All you have to do is just talk to the guy. Running lane. So, I mean, I think I pretty much just solved all of our problems. You want me to run through any other? Because, I mean, that was it. I feel like now they're set, don't you?
What did you notice about the special teams, though? Or where are the problemos in that one?
So the special teams. So the goal is to advance the ball. I don't think they know that, right? I think that they think the goal is to just maybe catch it. So you got to either advance the ball, or, of course, if you're kicking, they have these real tall yellow. It almost looks like a big U that's kind of coming out of the ground down by the end zone. And what they have to do, Bob, Loop has to try to kick the ball through it. Not to the right or left. That doesn't give you any point. It's got to go through the middle. Right. You know what I mean? The middle. If the coaches had just told them this at the beginning of the year, none of these issues, we'd be doing well. So you're welcome. I don't know what else to say, but you're welcome.
Oh, well, thank you, Nick and Glenn Arma, just kind of putting it all in perspective right there, where, you know, the players certainly understand what the task at hand is, and, you know, we're assuming that the coaches have given them an insight into what the goals are when you start a football game at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the hell they're playing them nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, that was kind of funny, but you know what, in reality makes it very simple, you know, what you're doing, you know, I mean, see ball, get ball, tackle ball, different color jersey, that's the guy you tackle.
Yeah, but opening running lanes,
that's the biggest thing.
Has
they
not
got
been a you know, friend of the Ravens.
People talk about Henry's getting, no, Henry was awesome in that Buffalo. All of a sudden he didn't age 10 years in 2 weeks.
He used the express lane.
Yeah.
Analogy on a highway. Well, what the Ravens running lanes are right now are like when you're on 695 and you've got a box truck in the express lane going 65. Then you've got a big rig in the middle lane going, you know, 62. And then you got another one in the right lane going about 58. And you're Derrick Henry. You're behind all of these things and you can't get your speeding lane. Right. So right now he's stuck behind three box trucks and he's not even going to speed limit, which can be very frustrating.
And if you honk at him, Bob, then they slow down all three of them together so you can't get around any of them.
It's unacceptable. When we come back, we're going to hear from John Harbaugh as he explains what's going on with his team. It's not good and he's not making excuses. Or is he? Stick around to find out. People 5, who are the 5 worst teams in the National Football League through 5 weeks, which wrapped up last night with Jacksonville beating Kansas City in a very entertaining game. And then Nate Davis talking about the NFL. What's the worst division in the National Football League? You can make a case it is the AFC North, because right now only one team has a winning record and no teams have a positive point differential.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.